News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, hour two's beginning, starting the show here with El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her story today is about the origins of Memorial Day.
I salute thee. Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day and is a day of remembrance for those who have died in our nation's service. It was first observed on May 30, 1868, by the placement of flowers on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Memorial Day is especially important as we are reminded almost daily of the great sacrifices that the men and women of the armed services and their families make to defend our way of life. Hope you'll join us in remembering and honoring those who served and gave their all for our freedom.
More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Wow, you got, was Bernie playing the music here?
Yes, Bernie was
He's
playing the background.
He's getting better at the more versatile.
Yes, he just can, not he, just a trumpet. He can
he can do other stuff.
I can play the radio.
Give him some drums, man. He'll go crazy.
Well, that's that's our grandson's.
I see.
Yeah, he's going to start having dreadlocks.
Well,
soon,
we did ask you about this. 581-792. We'll call Bernie, but Bernie's sitting here, so don't do that.
That's don't call right, me. No.
Well, call and leave a message. But you want to talk to people about History Alliance kind of stuff?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, another thing is we were talking about is being Memorial Day was Memorial Day now, but it was Decoration Day then. But do you realize that Memorial Day didn't become an actual federal holiday until 1971? I didn't
71?
Realize it. 71.
Really?
I thought it was way back before that. I mean, it was a holiday, but it didn't become an actual federal holiday until 71.
Holiday. I remember back in the 60s in grade school, that was a big deal.
Yeah, but it wasn't a holiday.
I went to school at Crockett, and right across the way there was Memorial Park. Yeah. And they used to do stuff there, and we'd hear it over at the little elementary school.
Like cannons and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I think they did some salutes with guns once.
Oh, okay.
And everybody thought, oh, it's South El Paso coming
but
up.
I remember the same thing in California. They celebrated. They do big fireworks off the
piers.
Coast. Yeah, off the piers in Hermosa and Manhattan, that area out there. Great fireworks.
But it was the Civil War is the reason that this thing got started?
That's when it was started, yes, to remember both the Confederate and the Union soldiers that died in wars. And that's where I said, I posted up on Facebook, it says, what if I told you Memorial Day remembers people that died in wars and Veterans Day honors those that survived?
So, that's a different
Yes,
holiday.
There is a difference, yes.
And what day is that?
That
November the 11th.
Thank you.
There you go.
I went blank. Ooh.
No, I knew the answer before I asked.
Well,
the
we
question.
Have a veteran here, so obviously he survived.
But it's his day. He's always out doing things.
Yes.
He may not be remembering the actual day. Bernie, thank you for your service. Bernie Sargent's
My
here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And whatever you did in the Vietnam War seemed to work because we're no longer in that war.
We never.
They saw him and they ran.
Somehow we got through it.
We're now wearing clothes made there.
Oh, that's true. I mean, isn't it amazing how all the people that attacked the United States are now our allies and.
You think about it. We have rebuilt almost every country we ever had wars with, which is something
like France,
exactly,
Germany,
and
Belgium.
And we're the only country, as far as I know, that has ever done that. Most countries that ever had wars or conquered other countries did not necessarily rebuild them. We have, which makes us very unique.
It is. No, it's a different world here, and we know that. And the thing is, you grow up in the United States. I grew up in El Paso, and I didn't know there was a bunch of negative things going on out there because I thought everybody had good parents like I did.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't turn out that way.
Nope.
But also, you didn't have good government like we did. And we're finding that out now. Like, oh, you do what to people over where? And you think, God, this is a good idea to be here.
Well, you know, it's like we were talking about Bataan Death March, and we were talking about this on the way, and something I didn't realize is that you had Pearl Harbor. And we all think about Pearl Harbor, but everything happened like Pearl Harbor hit Bataan Death March. It was all within what?
Within a week.
Within a week, all this stuff happened.
The march was within a week of Pearl Harbor?
Yeah,
the attack on Philippines.
Right. Okay. It was like a domino effect. Boom, boom, boom. And America just was like hit in the side of the head.
What are you doing?
And yet there were people that were warning us that this was coming, and we ignored it. And it seems to be that we were talking about this. Yeah. America kind of ignores this. We kind of like, oh, it's okay.
We have a propensity for lethargy.
Yeah.
And
you
see the writing on the wall, but nobody wants to read it. And then all of a sudden, boom. Oh, well, why didn't we do something?
Well, so now we're trying to catch up.
It may be slightly a do unto others kind of thing. You don't want that done to you, so don't do it to them. But then you get it done to you, and so you fire back after a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, after World War One, it was interesting the way it was. We didn't have really a standing army of any magnitude. I mean, they just kind of dwindled down, said, well, everything.
It's okay.
The war to end all wars is over. And they actually had to use sticks to practice fighting and shooting. Because we didn't have guns for all the soldiers that we started to build our troops back up for World War II. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we've been able to do those kinds of, or we've done those kinds of things, and, you know, we got bit in the rear end a few times.
Yeah, well, we're still here somehow.
Yeah.
And Memorial Day, thank you, everyone, for your service, whether you're alive or not.
Your family.
We appreciate it.
Thank the relatives of those who lost their lives.
Yeah. And so you still have some more to talk about on this Bataan Death March diary. You want to start reading a couple of entries out of that?
Well,
there's something else you want to do.
No. I wanted to read. This is the very last entry he made in his diary when he was in Japan at the prison of war camp, which Melissa posted on the Facebook page. It shows a picture of the location today and what it looks like with the buildings all around it and a little park.
The one in Japan?
In Japan, yeah. But he says, all work for us prisoners finished today, August 15th, 1945, 12:20 noon. I had just knocked off for rice. When everyone was sent to the shack, we called the rest house. We all wondered what the dope was. Some seemed to think the war was over. Some thought someone had got caught doing some good deed. But today is the 17th, and I and all the rest of are almost certain the war is over. We all hope. At last, we know it's over. Uncle Sam is here. 3.5 years of living hell is over.
Wow.
That was his last entry.
I wonder if those prisoners were aware of the nuclear weapons down the other end of the island. Was it close enough to hear them or see them?
No, they wouldn't have heard it, but they could have felt some of the tremors.
They wouldn't know what that
was. The Japanese soldiers may have been talking about it, too.
Well, they were saying, previous to this, there were some other entries that he made talking about how things got real strange on the camp. The Japanese were in and out. They show up, they disappear. And they thought for sure it was over the day before because the Japanese were just started disappearing. So they knew the writing was on the wall. Something was going on. And one of the camps that he was kept prisoner in, it was interesting because when it was closed down and they were moved, the Japanese locked the gates and put signs up there, American prisoners. Now, these were the Japanese that really had some compassion for the people that they had imprisoned. And they didn't want that building to be destroyed.
Oh.
So what they did is they put a sign up there, U.S. prisoners inside, and they left, knowing that the U.S. military or whatever military was in there, whether it was the Europeans or whatever that were supporting our efforts, wouldn't bomb those buildings. They wanted to make sure that these people were saved. So there was a modicum of compassion with the Japanese military.
I don't think war does good for anybody, but
I think we all get caught up in certain things, and I think not all people involved in war are necessarily cruel. They're just, it's a situation that they're in, and we've had the same situation through all wars. You've always got good guys and bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
You do.
You do what you have to do.
Again, tell us about who these people are. Your friends, neighbors had this person who was in the death march.
Yeah, Lester.
Who are these people?
Lester William Lacey was his name, and he joined the army in 1939. Was sent over to the Philippines, and he was there when the Japanese invaded. The day after, the bombing started. The day after Pearl Harbor, and they could hear the bombs. And I mean, it was frightening. The bombs coming from every direction. And when as Melissa was studying and reading up on her side of it, our anti-aircraft would go up 20,000 feet. The bombers were flying at 23.
Of course.
So, they weren't doing anything.
They were laughing at our shells going up and exploding at 20,000 feet, and they were at like 23 going,
That's how that works.
Can't hit us, yeah.
That's how that works.
You know, MacArthur, they had a plan drawn up to defend the Philippines. MacArthur didn't like the plan, so he circumvented it, and then found out later that probably should have stuck to the original plan and perhaps would have saved more soldiers. So there was there are a lot of things that took place that, you know, hindsight being 20/20, we could have come back and done differently.
Isn't this the famous place where he did his famous I shall return thing?
Yeah.
It was somewhere in the Philippines?
Well, he was in Australia when he sent that message off that I shall return.
To the Philippines, though?
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, because he was chased out of there and went down to the, to Australia where he commanded the South Pacific from that point for the Army. Yeah, it was interesting because we alluded to this just before we went to the big break, that Lester was discharged and then decided, you know what, I like the military. He went back in 1950 and rejoined.
Oh.
And so he served until 1971. Well, he actually served in Guam and served in Korea and served back in Japan and in Vietnam.
And he had a 30% disability, so he basically didn't think he was going to be able to get back in, which Margaret Smith also pointed out to us.
Have info on this guy?
Yeah, she had info on him also. But he had a disability. He really should not have been back in, but somehow managed to get through his test, but stayed in through the Korean War, the Vietnam War. Imagine. I mean, the guy, after all that, still wanted to stay in the military.
Duty, honor, country. Yes. That was the motto of his family that originated in England in the 1600s.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to read another quote from another day? You have something picked out?
I got a lot of stuff here.
Well, I mean, just
you do.
What, I mean, almost any page.
Let's hear more about it.
Well, at the very beginning, some of the first poems that he wrote was, "The airplanes ceased their bombing. The field guns stood grim and still. The smoke and haze of battle hung low over distant hills. The sun was sinking slowly. Its golden rays shot down upon the dead and dying on the battleground. And one among the dying, a youth not yet a man, who was drafted from dear old Georgia to fight in old Bataan." This, I mean, it's just it's just like pages of poems like that. And, you know, how many men he held till they passed away and promised that he would reach out to their families should he be
Should he survive?
Yeah. And the other interesting thing is the family that was next door that, that helped take care of this family, because they had no children of their own, if I'm correct.
Correct.
They became this their family. The young man is, what, 17, 18 years old?
Yeah. Oh, Jacob?
Jacob, yeah.
No, he'll be 17.
17.
He's going to be a senior this year.
The effect, that they were grandparents to him, and the effect that what he is seeing from this information, he's an incredible young man. He's part of the Rotary.
Kiwanis.
He's a sharp young kid, and I'm wondering how this is going to affect him in reading these diaries of this gentleman and the effects, what he's learning from it. Because he's a smart kid, and I'm hoping this will really round him out as a young man and an adult.
He was also credited with raising the level of awareness of the Kiwanis in high school and bringing members to the youth Kiwanis. I was honored to be asked to speak at the Kiwanis 100th birthday here in El Paso about a month ago, and he was there. And he texted his mom. He said, "Mom, I Bernie's here. Should I go up and say anything to him?" And he knew I had all this stuff. And she goes, "Oh, of course." So he came over and introduced himself. What a nice young man.
We knew his mom, but we had not met the boy yet.
We hadn't met Jacob until that night.
And his relation to the diary owner is who? Is how?
Next door neighbor.
They kind of adopted both. They both adopted each other. They were neighbors that didn't have any family. Okay. And as they got older, they adopted them. It was a wonderful connection.
Well, Lester passed away in 1977.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Alice lived on.
Alice
lived on, and you know, and she just passed away a few years ago. And he would go over and take care of her. He would make sure that the lawn was cut and all this. I just did it on his own. Nobody asked him to do it. But he took him under his wing. You know, nice young man.
Interesting history. Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting to see that in the next generation, they will have a different take if they were that close to being involved.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people look at this stuff and say, it didn't happen to me. I don't know anybody.
Oh, it's no big deal. Yeah,
it's a textbook problem you got there. I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
But then when it hits home near you, you change your attitude.
Oh, yeah.
And to see some of the items that we have is both of their uniforms. Do we have the uniforms or just the hats?
Just the hats. They have the uniforms. I don't have them.
Yeah.
But they have the hat. I have all their hats that both she and he had, And a lot of the medals that they won, I've got those.
Well, if you get it to go on the Fox Network show that you're talking about, mm-hmm. let us know how that goes.
Jamie Colby is her name.
That's
the host?
She's the host. Yeah. It's a great show. I mean, if you ever get a chance to watch on a Fox News, I think it's Sundays, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Sunday night.
And the name of the show, I mean, the premise of the show is history inherited?
Strange inheritances. Yeah, it's
okay.
People that end up with, you know, like from
toy
every
the toy soldier one that we saw. Where the one guy had left like 20,000 toy soldiers.
Jeez.
To a neighter, and
did he give him any orders on the way out the door? Look out! Here comes 20,000 little green
people,
men.
You know, and how these people deal with it, and you know, they left these things they don't know what to do: baseball cards or properties, or you know, some very unique things. And that's why I think this is just right up there. Alley.
It's got to go to a museum, you know that, no matter where.
Eventually, maybe, you know, it's going to be up to them as to what they do with it. And I just think it's just a fascinating. I think this is something that belongs to the Smithsonian, me personally.
It's probably one of a kind.
Collection of it. Yeah. I mean, there's bits and pieces a lot of people have, but nobody, I don't know of anybody that has this magnitude of stuff.
Yeah, the whole thing. Interesting. Yeah. All right, Bernie Sargent's in the house. We're going to talk more about that after the break. We are going to break for trivia.
Break for Trivia.
Trivia.
Is that New Mexico?
Yes, Trivia, New Mexico.
That's up near northern. It's near, next to Trementina.
It's a trivia.
Last week's guest will
come
up
there. It's a trivial
place,
yes. By Why, Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Moving on
there's
to
a
trivia.
Why not, Arizona, yes.
Okay, why not? Trivia.
Okay, the first question is, Memorial Day / Decoration Day originated after which American war?
Oh, we talked about that.
Yes,
we know that.
Did.
You want to throw the second question out there just
sure.
for fun?
And then the second question is, when did Memorial Day become a federal holiday?
I heard you say.
That's right. You can tell us that by calling us at 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Almost two centuries ago, Lieutenant W.H. Emory, guided by the legendary Kit Carson, led his army through the Black Range Mountains. Emory Pass is named for him. And just over a century ago, this was the summer lands of the Chiricahua Warm Springs Apache. Magnificent scenery highlights the curvy drive through the Black Range and over the 8,200-foot Emory Pass. Now, we're not an army, and we're not a tribe in the traditional sense of the word. We're just a group of hogs riding our iron horses this Sunday to a place magazines have written up as one of the greatest climbs in the country. Along the way, our trip will include great views of the Hurley Open Pit Mine and the Kneeling Nun Rock Formation. But the best view of all will be that of you and your friends riding across vistas that have been millions of years in the making. Your adventure can be as much a part of history as Kit Carson or Geronimo. Saddle up at Barnett Harley-Davidson. Take a quick look at BarnettHarley.com because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Toyo Tires, Memorial Day, Martin Tire. Are you ready? Because the biggest tire sale is going on right now at Martin Tire. That's right. It's the Toyo Tires Memorial Day Sale-a-bration. This year, it's the biggest one ever. No matter what you drive, Martin Tire has just the right Toyo Tire in stock and ready for you. Quality, value, style, and performance. You get it all with Toyo Tires, from the best-selling Open Country for your light truck or SUV to the Versado for your car or minivan. And there's no better time to save big on a set of Toyo Tires. How big? How about scoring up to a $100 instant rebate on select sets of Toyo Tires? That's $100 right on the spot. All 9 Martin Tire stores will be open from 7 to 7 every day for your convenience. Hurry in right now through Memorial Day Monday for the Toyo Tires Memorial Day Celebration. You don't want to miss it. Only at Martin Tire, your trusted tire maintenance and repair experts.
I don't like compromise, which means I don't want adjusting my underwear every other set until it becomes part of my routine. Solution? Frigo by RevolutionWear.com. Underwear reimagined. I stay cool, dry, and focused on my next rep, not tugging and grabbing and putting things back in place. Frigo by RevolutionWear.com is as high-tech as you can get with underwear. No pinching, no pulling, no restricting. Buy Frigo online now at RevolutionWear.com. The revolution starts below.
This is Scotty Clark with Scott Heating and Cooling with a fantastic offer for you and your family. It's peace of mind. The peace of mind that comes from knowing that you've chosen the very best. Like the new XV20 split system from Trane. So with 24/7 service, 0% financing for 72 months, a 10-year parts and labor warranty, a lifetime warranty on my installation, and as always, my personal guarantee that you'll be satisfied or I will buy it back. What are you waiting for? Call the very best today. Scott Heating and Cooling.
at 595-4529.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, folks, here's what we got lined up for you in the month of June. It's going to be quite interesting. We got Felipa Solis, and her mother, Rita Triana. They're going to talk about Spanish dance in El Paso, and both of her parents' career, mom's still around, but both of her parents had careers in major Spanish dance. And so we're going to hear all about that, but how also Spanish dance influence things on the border. And if we run out of things to talk about there, which I doubt.
Yeah. Felipa, if you know Felipa.
Felipa has a story or two.
I want to see if her mom's just like Felipa. I mean,
we're going to find
that's
out.
That's going to be interesting.
That's next week. So June 10, we're going to have Carl Lombaugh. He's our guest with Tales of History from across southern New Mexico. And that's just a minor headline on him.
Oh, he's got a lot
Boy,
of
this
stuff.
Guy knows stuff. He was the contract archaeologist at White Sands Missile Range for 2 decades. So he got into every nook and cranny on the post.
So he knows where all the bodies are buried.
He put some there. don't say that. You can't say that. He would know where they are, though. June 17. June 7th, Doug Pullen's coming in here.
Yay,
let's see if
Dougie.
He shows up. He might show up. But he's going to
he might show. In other words, if he remembers, do we need to call him, remind Doug?
Well, he had a death in the family last year when he didn't make it in. He just forgot about Saturday morning.
I understand.
But anyway, the Plaza Classic Film Festival, talk about that. And also, just ask people, what do you think about El Paso history as you grew up here? And you guys have been around decades. What do you,
we grew up here.
Well, you did. You're still working on that part. I can
we'll
tell.
Never grow up. Yes.
June 24. Now, here's a bizarre one. Eastwood High School.
Yeah.
We're going to do the history of the high school. They're undergoing a major physical renovation. We're going to look at the school's history with Ron Lyman, a former teacher there, and Gary Pippen, a current teacher there because he's their coach.
That's right.
He was a coach in 1966, back there, when his wife-to-be at the time was already over at UTEP. He had already become a coach.
Wow.
And Mrs.
He's still coaching?
He's still there.
My God.
Mrs. Pippen was one of the cheerleaders for the 66 Glory Road team.
Oh, my God.
She was the one that was in here.
What a hoot.
So it's a small.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Pippin. It's a small world here.
Oh, I remember
here.
Her now. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So that's what we got coming up in June. And
your son's going to be the host, isn't he?
I think we're going to talk him into it that day because you're not going to be here. I'm not going to be here.
But
we decided to have a live show. That's when the guests can make it.
That's right. We're taking a break.
So what, you got something over there to talk about?
Well, we always need to remind everyone to get out there on the internet. And we got there some great sources of historic pictures because we're always talking about things. But unless you can see the picture sometimes, it's hard to picture what we're talking about. And so you need to go to Remember in El Paso When, who is managed by Barbara Given-Bainey and Mario Robles. And there's tons, thousands, lots of pictures out there. And they have over 30,000 members, I'm sure, that have some great pictures that are posted besides what they have archived. It's amazing. You get on there and you'll never get off. And then there's another great El Paso picture site on Facebook, and it's El Paso and the surrounding area way back when. And you got to get on there, and you need to get your friends involved because they're just going to, same way, going to get on and they're going to see stuff. Even if you're not from the area, this will help you identify with how El Paso is. It is just wonderful sites. These people put a lot of time and effort in, so get over there and check it out and let them like some of those pictures.
I just took a look on Facebook, and we have a person who's posting it. Bernie, what did that guy just say about our show?
Hopefully good.
He lies.
It's Joe Nevin. What a great
Joe.
What a great show. Really enjoying it. I mean, there's people out there listening to this stuff.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, there's callers on hold. We better deal with them, too, huh?
Thanks, Joe.
We better deal with it. Okay, this
we
time.
Like
okay,
Joel.
Last hour we had Jim Manny
Joe's
and Bob.
Joe's the chair of the El Paso County Historical Commission.
Right.
Yes, we must give him credit where credit's due.
Today, this is Bob Day on the radio,
Bob
apparently.
Day.
We had a Bob on the caller list on the first hour. Now we got two Bobs in the list on the second hour.
Bob.
And Shelley says these are different Bobs.
Ooh.
Yes, sir, we Bob.
We
There's Bobs everywhere you look. Oh, one's the same? Oh, okay, one's calling back. In that case, shall we go to Bob?
Bob.
What's the question for Bob? Oh, hey, Bob, you ready for a question? Which Bob is this?
This is the new Bob.
Oh, okay. New Bob.
New Bob is on the radio.
We
new
like
Bob.
The new
you ready for a new question, new Bob?
All right, Bob, you ready?
I am ready.
You have to be. You called up.
Memorial Day. Memorial Day / Decoration Day originated after which American war?
The Civil War.
Oh, he's so smart. That's why we like him.
I listen well.
You're very good. Oh, I bet your wife doesn't agree with that. But
oh, no, that's a generic slap at men.
Know.
Come on. It's
well,
a nice day.
I can do that.
Bob, are you okay with that answer? You're happy with that? You ready for a prize?
I am ready for a prize.
Okay, what are your choices?
What do we have? Do we have a
no,
Pepe's?
No, we have Pepe's. Yeah,
okay, we have Pepe's, a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's, or an El Paso Gold DVD. You know, you can take a choice of many we have here. We've got Waco Tanks, and we've got Women's Club. We've got Tom Lee's El Paso. Quit moving it around on me.
I want to see it,
Mexican
too.
We have Mexican Revolution.
Oh, the Women's Club. Somebody ought to get that one. Okay, Bob, you can do the Pepe's, and we won't be too offended if you don't take one of my DVDs.
Okay. Ghost stories.
I love your DVDs, but I'll take the Pepe.
I see.
We'll see. Now, at
said
least
it in
he
the
gave
correct
you a compliment.
Order. He said the right thing, so that's good.
He's sucking up
Pepe's
to you.
Pepe's for Bob. Bob number one, Shelley. New Bob, line two. Okay, new Bob, you're doing good. Anything else we need to know from you?
No, thank you guys so much for the show today. The live show, I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're
the live show.
Is this a live show?
First that's
like
the dead one.
Is this a live show?
Yeah.
Thank you,
next week, it's all about cemeteries.
That was last week. No, whatever. Okay, moving
thanks,
on
Bob.
To... Uh-oh, some guy named Paul snuck in here.
Paul.
Hey, Paul, why don't you name Bob? No, don't ask him that. Paul, good morning.
Hi.
Would you like to try for the second question?
Yeah, let me have it.
Okay, when did Memorial Day become a federal holiday?
I think that was about 1971.
Yay!
About is correct. So should we about give him a
we
prize?
We should about give him a
prize. Okay.
We've got DVDs.
DVDs are left here, Paul.
I'll come with DVDs.
Okay, we've got Smelter. We've got Ghost Stories of El Paso, Tapestry, the Mexican
you
Revolution.
You said Waco's in there.
Yes, Waco Tanks, MacGuffin Home, Tom Lee's El Paso. Pardon?
Which one? Hello, Bob.
Paul, you're breaking
Paul, this
up.
Is Paul.
Tanks.
You got it.
Waco Tanks for Paul. And next time, call up and don't be Bob, okay? Thank you very much. Hold on here. It's a silly
He's
day.
He's got to break it. Stay there
with it's a weekend. It's a holiday. I have no idea how I got in here. So, should we move on and do something else?
I think so.
Take a break, that kind of thing. Sergio, are you ready for a break in there? You look like you need to do something. You're just sitting there with your hat on. All right, shall we do this? Next, somebody's still on three. Is that for us, Shelley? No, that's not for us. Is that a call for us? We don't know.
I think that's probably Paul, isn't
we'll
it?
Find out later because okay. We're going to take a break right
take
now.
Take a break.
Take a look at, on Facebook, you got Joe Nevan commenting up there. And you've also got a phone number if you really want to use it.
Yes, 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 5566 at checkout. Code 5566.
Wake up, take a deep breath, and start a brand new day without cigarettes.
We know how it feels to quit smoking. That's why we created the American Cancer Society's Quit for Lifeline, with the free tips, tools, and confidential counseling proven to help double your chances of quitting for good. Call toll-free 877-YES-QUIT. That's 877-YES-QUIT. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Be the hero.
Hero at your Memorial Day weekend party with the iHeartRadio app. Woo! Make a playlist, pick a custom artist station.
James from Metallica here. It's iHeartRadio.
Or listen to your favorite radio station from anywhere in the country, no matter where you are this holiday weekend. Forget the chips and drinks. The iHeartRadio app is the perfect party pleaser. Download the easy-to-use app for music and radio now. iHeartRadio.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, folks, it's time to find out what is happening in this week's El Paso Inc.
Well,
in-depth.
In-depth.
There you go.
In-depth interviews of the mayoral candidates. Reporter David Crowder asked Dee Margo and David Saucedo about the election's hot topics.
Also in the Inc., the struggling Boys and Girls Clubs of El Paso has a new interim executive and a new plan for getting out of a financial troubled hole.
Why four bars and restaurants are chasing growth in East El Paso instead of downtown and the west side.
El Paso Inc. is online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery.
Call El Paso Inc. at 534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, safety and security at local events venues in the wake of the Birmingham bombing. What you can do to ensure your safety and how to talk to your children about the tragedy.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sundays at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
Interesting stuff they do at ABC 7.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Bernard Sargent now. What a new thing to do this morning. Hey, Bernie, there you are.
I'm here.
Turn on old Bernie over here. It's not too hard to do. Three, two, one. Turn on Bernie.
I'm easy that way.
I thought so. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
Yeah. Hey, real quickly, I wanted to just touch on something that took place last night. Melissa and I were honored to participate in the first showing of the Texas Trost Society's broadcast or projection of buildings and on a building downtown.
Oh, they were testing it last night.
It was really impressive because we had it just blown up on a huge, huge building. And it was, I mean, great resolution. And we stood on the balcony of the pallet bar
above the Park Restaurant.
Park Restaurant. And watched this video that they put up there. It was really incredible. And they're going to broadcast it every night during the Neon Music Festival. So I just, for folks that are going down there, pay attention. It's southeast corner of San Jacinto Plaza is where you'll see it.
That's where the Muir building was.
That's where it was,
And it's a great way that they're reaching the millennials, the young people that are going to be at this festival. They can see what people have submitted artwork of what they are, their interpretation of the Trost building and some of the artwork downtown. There was the San Jacinto Plaza painting of the alligators and some other buildings. So it was really cool. Candy Mayer, some of her paintings
were
up there.
The organizers of Neon Desert were interviewed in the Times this morning.
I saw that.
They were talking about this kind of thing, about the fact that they wanted to be downtown El Paso because that's where the history is.
Well, you know, it was interesting because at the time that they were making the pitch to the city, I was the chair of the Parks and Rec Board, but the Convention Visitors Bureau Board. And they came in and made the pitch, and I thought, well, kind of an interesting thought, and a nice concept. And, you know, we all said, geez, I hope it works. We are moderately optimistic at the time because a lot of these things start and they never finish. This one has just exploded and has become a major item of interest for the state of Texas and the Southwest every year. And they've done an admirable job, and you know, hats off to these three people that put this together.
Your hat's still on.
Oh, yeah. Well, hats on.
He's wearing a hat in here.
I know.
But, no, the point is that these are three local El Paso-raised people.
Yeah.
Now living in Austin.
Yeah.
Living in the good life and basking in the music over there and saying, why can't we go home and have music? And that's how this came about.
That's right. So it was fascinating to hear their pitch and see their original plans and see it come to fruition and become a tremendous success for El Paso.
Let's connect this to the day's story. Right through the middle of Neon Desert runs the Bataan Memorial Trainway.
That's right.
That's right.
How'd I do there?
That's right.
Yeah, we walked right
and
over it.
Occasionally it feels like there's an earthquake taking place, and that's a train going under the building.
There used to be a movie theater right near where that parking lot is next to the Chase Building. They got that coffee shop piece there, but the rest is the parking lot. There was a movie theater there. I remember going down there as a kid, and all of a sudden the whole building started shaking, and it's not the movie. Like, oh, yeah, we're near the train thing.
Oh, yeah, well, I remember back, maybe you won't, back in the 50s when they came out with this Smell-O-Vision and, you know, Smell-O-Rama, and, you know, they had the chairs would shake when there was things going on in the theaters. Yeah, they were trying to just bring that whole impression in. And then they came out with Cinerama movies.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, those were pretty neat.
Well, the were they going to involve you in the theater? They didn't have the technology figured out back then.
No.
I saw one. We went out to Universal Studios 5-6 years ago, and they had the Shrek movie.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
You're sitting in your chair, and all of a sudden Shrek sneezes. And everybody in the auditorium got a face full of water.
Yeah.
they hooked up the chairs in front of you with a little spigot. Uh-huh. So as soon as the guy sneezes, you get wet. It's like, oh, my God.
Well,
what is it? I mean, that's bizarre.
Have you been to the Bullock Museum in Austin?
Oh, years ago, yeah.
Oh, they have gotten their theater where they're talking about the history of Texas. They've got one where they have a tornado and you get the wind blowing. And then they had another one with the tornado. And then they had the rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
And they had something hit the seat like you got bit.
Oh
my God. It's the funniest thing. But that's fun.
That's bizarre stuff. Now, in the Bullock Museum in Austin, they're not going to appreciate the fact that what we want to put up is an exhibit that says Texas history begins in El Paso.
Oh, nope. I know.
Aha.
But I like their museum. Their museum's pretty
cool.
Well,
that's where the money went. But the history's here.
Did I
get them there, Bernie?
I think you did, yes.
Okay, good.
Admirable job.
Shall we move back to the Bataan Memorial Trainway and make a look at what do you want to, you're going to put all this material in a museum. Let's explain to people maybe just joining us. Summarize what you've got here.
Well, I've got, actually, it goes way back. I've got the family lineage of the Lacy family going back to the 1600s.
L-A-C-Y?
L-A-C-Y.
It's not the jewelry people, was it?
No.
Okay.
No. So we've got all that information. I've got the awards that they received in the military, both Alice and Lester. I've got their hats that they both wore. I got the desk plates. I've got the journal that he wrote, or diary that he wrote when he was a prisoner of war. And lots of newspaper articles dating back to the 1940s of the participation. Oh, which, by the way, there was a newspaper clipping that was discussing the prisoner of war, Lester Lacy. When he was taken prisoner back in New York, his family had received notice of it, and they published it in the newspaper that he was a prisoner of war. I've got that newspaper clipping that shows a picture of him and talks about the fact that he is... They can't reach him anymore. And there was copies of letters that were sent to the Japanese Red Cross in hopes that the letters would get to him while he was a prisoner of war. We've got his testimony in the war crimes trials in Japan. I've got a copy of that. Lots and lots and lots of pictures. There's probably several thousand slides, which I'm unable to look at because we don't have a slide projector anymore. Just a gobs of information that talk about the history of what took place over there, the atrocities and the good deeds that were done. So it's a fascinating read. I've not gotten through everything yet. I'm anxious to try.
The White Sands Missile Range sounds like the appropriate place. And why would that be?
Well, because of the involvement and the fact that there was 1,800 soldiers from the New Mexico Guard that were in the Bataan Death March.
A lot from southern New Mexico as well.
A lot from southern
New
Mexico.
And that's why they have that Bataan March run every year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's it's a good place to be, but this information would take up so much room. So one of the things I'm trying to do is I've been scanning a lot of this information, so we'll have a digital copy of it available for people that want to read about it, family members, friends, acquaintances of the Lacys, and they'll be able to see that. Plus, as Jacob gets older, he can have that for his reference, which, by the way, Debbie was telling me that anytime he reads this information and talks about it, he gets all teary-eyed because he really, really loved these people.
Interesting history. And the thing is, what you need to do, what you're doing, that information needs to put where others can look at it.
Yeah.
The museum business.
Yeah.
So when you scan it, I mean, who owns this material? This guy, Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob does. It was left to him.
So you have permission to put it in online or whatever?
Oh, they want me to do anything I can to make it available for people. Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do. That's my mission.
Well, would they take this at the White Sands Missile Range? It's not really a missile.
No, it's not. They would take it from time to time. But again, they're featuring things that took place in and around White Sands. That's their forte.
Dr. John Hamilton, maybe.
John knows about this. I will talk with him again. I've offered it to him if he's interested. He's right now in the throes of trying to get the museum back up to where he thinks it needs to be. And I believe that he also has some commitment from the military to spend a little bit more money on that museum. So we might be able to find a place for some of this.
Well, he was in here a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about, is there nothing in New Mexico that has a Bataan
museum theme? There is. Well, there used to be.
But the federal, the state building up in Santa Fe has a lot of artifacts.
Yeah. It's named for it.
It's named for it. They do have some artifacts and some of the writings and so on. So they may be interested in having some of this.
But there's a lot of information here that needs, like I said, in the slides. It's a wide variety of information, mm-hmm. not just your standard thing that I think somebody, a true historical Bataan person needs to look through this mm-hmm. before it's determined where it needs to go. I think it actually may be even bigger than what we think it is.
As of 2012, there were only 1,100 survivors alive. We don't know what the count is today. You know, this is 6 years later. So that was the count back in 2012.
Talking about the Bataan Death March, mm-hmm. and that happened, you said, right after Pearl Harbor.
Well, the invasion of the Philippines took place the next day, the beginnings of it, the bombings.
Okay, so when did this march occur?
The march occurred starting about 2 months later.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because they had captured all the Americans, well, all the military that were there and right. civilians.
History abounds. All right, we're going to take one more break, come back and wrap this up and tell you about some things coming up on the radio show. Shall we do that?
544,
call us if you want.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
Almost two centuries ago, Lieutenant W.H. Emory, guided by the legendary Kit Carson, led his army through the Black Range Mountains. Emory Pass is named for him. And just over a century ago, this was the summer lands of the Chiricahua Warm Springs Apache. Magnificent scenery highlights the curvy drive through the Black Range and over the 8,200-foot Emory Pass. Now, we're not an army, and we're not a tribe in the traditional sense of the word. We're just a group of hogs riding our iron horses this Sunday to a place magazines have written up as one of the greatest climbs in the country. Along the way, our trip will include great views of the Hurley Open Pit Mine and the Kneeling Nun Rock Formation. But the best view of all will be that of you and your friends riding across vistas that have been millions of years in the making. Your adventure can be as much a part of history as Kit Carson or Geronimo. Saddle up at Barnett Harley-Davidson. Take a quick look at BarnettHarley.com because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Toyo Tires, Memorial Day, Martin Tire. Are you ready? Because the biggest tire sale is going on right now at Martin Tire. That's right. It's the Toyo Tires Memorial Day Sale-a-bration. This year, it's the biggest one ever. No matter what you drive, Martin Tire has just the right Toyo Tire in stock and ready for you. Quality, value, style, and performance. You get it all with Toyo Tires, from the best-selling Open Country for your light truck or SUV to the Versado for your car or minivan. And there's no better time to save big on a set of Toyo Tires. How big? How about scoring up to a $100 instant rebate on select sets of Toyo Tires? That's $100 right on the spot. All 9 Martin Tire stores will be open from 7 to 7 every day for your convenience. Hurry in right now through Memorial Day Monday for the Toyo Tires Memorial Day Sale-a-bration. You don't want to miss it. Only at Martin Tire, your trusted tire maintenance and repair experts.
Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP when you're ready to buy a new or used car. Visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, wrapping up the Bataan Memorial discussion here. There's an interesting set of artifacts Bernie Sargent has, and he's curating them at the moment. Going to hopefully put them, I guess, White Sands Missile Range if they'll take them in that museum,
well,
right?
We'll get them someplace.
The point is they need to be shared.
They'll go to a good place, yes. They'll find a good home.
And also, on the phone here, we have one of our favorite three-letter word people with their names.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not Jim. No, it's not Tom.
No.
It's not Bob. Guess who it is?
It's Roy.
Roy's here. Hey, Roy.
I'm not going to tell you what it was spelled off. That or another name to my, another letter to
no,
my name.
No, Roy, just move on.
It's Roy Boy.
Do it.
Listen,
what's up?
I was a kid when they opened up, when they cut the ribbon on that Bataan Memorial Trainway.
Yeah.
My dad was a railroader, so it made importance to him because they'd been going down Main Street on the railroad tracks.
Oh yeah.
And but I had an occasion to meet a guy years ago who was a veteran of that, a survivor of the Bataan Death March. And when he got out of the Army, whenever he's being processed out and stuff, the Army told him, he said, you'll never have a normal life. You'll never have kids. You're going to be messed up, the whole thing.
What happened?
Well, he showed up. He was at a run. Some friends of mine were running in honor of him. He showed up in his full-size, big rear-end diesel pusher motorhome.
Yeah.
With three of his four kids.
Yeah.
He was very successful, had a good life.
He proved the Army kind of wrong there on that one, huh?
Well, you know, the Army doctors ain't much better than the VA doctors. Anyway, but Bernie.
Yes, sir.
Please, put on electronic mind, but I love World War II history. But I'm not going to get a computer just to read that. If you can get that stuff printed up somehow, I'll buy a damn copy. You got it.
Ah, okay. Roy wants to read it.
I'll make a copy of some of the stuff for you, Roy.
I appreciate that.
Sure, be glad to do that.
Thanks. The world needs to see it, though.
Yeah. This is something I think it really needs to be shared. People need to understand what our soldiers have gone through, and this is just an amazing look into that time period.
Well, anyway, thanks for the show.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, Roy.
Another veteran. Thank you, Roy, for your service.
We got another call coming in after Roy. We'll see who they are. Margaret, Margaret's been busy over there. She says there was another Memorial Day. Did you see this notice that she put on her Facebook page? June 9th. She says 1894 was another Memorial
Day.
Yeah,
they went through a couple. There was like this dueling Memorial Day as to which one was going to be.
Well, this was
the
veterans of the Grand Army. Who the heck was that?
The Grand Army was the Grand Old...
1894. Who would that?
That was the Grand Old Army. Patricia, the Union forces. Yeah, the Union forces.
Well, anyway, so there's been a couple of them.
Yeah, because there was a Confederate. No. But it ended up making it all one.
Oh, look, we got another Bob back. Shelley, you got to hang that phone up so I can put it on the air. Oh, but
Bob
I need.
Keller.
How do I put it on the air? Just put it on hold. 3, 2, 1. Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Calling you again.
Yes, sir.
There's a memorial built in Las Cruces of the Bataan Death March, and it's showing three soldiers walking, holding each other up.
Yeah.
They got some boots, original boots, and they poured a slab. And they had someone walk in those boots with footprints.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the deal. Have Bernie check that out. It might be of interest.
I did see that.
Where is that?
In Las Cruces.
But where?
I haven't seen it, but I think it's in Las Cruces.
Bernie's seen it.
Yeah, it's in Las Cruces. Downtown area, I believe, is where
but
I saw it.
But there's no museum. That's a memorial. That's a statue of some kind. There's no museum in New Mexico about this?
Yes, remember that information I gave you? It was a Bataan Memorial Museum, but now it's been folded into, I want to say, the National Guard. I handed that information to you yesterday.
Whatever it is, Bob, you have pointed out a memorial for us in Las Cruces.
It's up north.
I've got it here somewhere.
Yeah, but
we're going to muse that on off the air.
It was a Bataan Memorial Museum, but now it's been kind of rolled into another.
The New Mexico National Guard Museum.
Hey, Bob, you know, first hour when you called, we were going to go to Luby's. You there? We're still going to go to Luby's.
Yeah, but it is. I think it's the National Guard Museum of New Mexico.
Yeah, because I wanted to also bring in the Spanish American War because there were so many New Mexicans that went down to Cuba and fought with Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. That's where he got his guys. Was from New Mexico.
Yeah. Oh my.
Because he was kind of like his own little. He couldn't get a regiment back east or anything, so he came out here and said, hey, come on. And he got all his guys from New Mexico, and they went to the Spanish-American War.
And the New Mexico Guard was also very instrumental in the punitive expedition.
Explanation.
Yeah. Explanation. Explanation.
Explanation.
I have my command of the English language is gone today.
I have never heard of it. Oh, okay. Bob, thanks for calling, guy.
See ya.
All right, take care. Bye. It was Bob. And we're going to Luby's still there. Hey, whatever. You know, it's an interesting day. It's a Memorial Day weekend in El Paso. You got downtown being taken over by the neon desert in a good way, I think. You guys were down there last night looking at the preps.
And I'm posting a picture from down there, some of the artwork that they posted up on that wall that they projected up. It's fascinating.
It's about time El Paso started celebrating its history.
It was fun down
there.
And,
you know, art is great, and I think that's always fun to have art, but people come touring to me, I understand it, to see what happened here.
Yeah.
To see who was here.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got good art? Hey, that's great. I mean, that's how I look at the way El Paso should be promoted.
Well, what I'm going to try to promote next year for the, if we do this again, which I think we will be doing with the Texas Trail Society, is to also put pictures of other things other than the buildings, you know, some of the more historic people from El Paso, so that the minions, so to speak, millennials.
Millennials.
Those folk will see a little bit more than just the buildings. So, I mean, the buildings are great, but there's so much more to offer, and, you know, we can take credit for sharing that with them.
Yeah, and they love, in fact, the Trail Society is going to have chairs down there so they can take, you know, old-fashioned pictures and such of the people down there.
Yeah.
So it's a beginning. I think they love to do stuff like that.
So hats off to Melissa.
Melissa Aras.
Yes.
And the Trost Society.
Or Melissa Grossman now.
Melissa Aras Grossman.
Yeah, go down and check it out. All right, Bernie Sargent, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Thanks to Control Room people for doing what you do. And Melissa, we're coming back next week.
Yes, we'll be here.
Let's come back and do this again. Talk to Felipe.
And I'm
next
posting
week.
That online right now.
So excellent. Also, stay tuned right after the president's address for Talk El Paso. They're going to talk about stuff today going on in the elections, which are still not over with. They're going to keep doing that forever. But sometime in June, they're going to get done with that. All right, Melissa, shall we go?
I think we shall go.
See you all next week. EPHistory.com.
And you guys are going to Luby's for lunch.
Luby's for lunch today. EPHistory.com for details and podcasts about the radio show. See you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.